Hi everyone, my name is Devin Peterson and I am a second year Master's of Public Health student at Indiana University. And I get the wonderful pleasure of working with Mindy and Elisa on the Heroes Project. All right, so today I'm going to be talking to you about strategies on sustainability. So we have heard so many wonderful things both from Mindy and Elisa about the Heroes Initiative, but what happens when the three-year grant funding is done? Like, what happens to the kids? What happens to the programs that are being implemented at the school? What happens to the wellness coordinator? So I'm going to be talking to you about those strategies to increase the sustainability of the Heroes Initiative. I have nothing to disclose. All right, so my presentation is going to be broken up into about four different parts. The first part I'm going to talk to you about are how were the sustainability efforts assessed in the Hero Schools. Elisa touched on this a little bit, but there for schools that are not currently in the funding cycle, we do have a little bit of a few slight changes in the assessment process. What components of the Heroes Initiative were sustained, what factors contributed to successful programming after the funding has ended, and what are potential strategies for promoting greater sustainability in future Heroes schools. All right, so just to recap, Mindy did a beautiful job of this, but the Heroes Initiative is a three-year childhood obesity prevention intervention based on the coordinated school model of health. It aims to provide healthier environments for students, targeting physical activity and eating behaviors that lead to childhood obesity. Schools that are awarded the funding to implement the Heroes Initiative are expected to maintain these changes during the three-year grant funding cycle and even after the grant funding cycle has ended. In the call for proposals, the Wellborn Baptist Foundation makes very clear that in their proposal submission that they are to include a fourth-year budget, additional funding sources that they plan to pursue, the schools plan to pursue, and what specific components of the Heroes Initiative they think are going to be realistic for their school to maintain. So right away from the beginning, even before they are awarded funding, the Wellborn Baptist Foundation wants schools to think about how they're going to sustain this initiative. So as Elisa talked about, site visits are conducted at each of the five Hero schools that are in their fourth year of implementation. So we have five of them currently. We do the same triangulation process with schools that are in their fourth year of implementation as we do with schools that are in their current funding cycle. So we have interviews with the key stakeholders, we do observation, and we do document analysis as well. So we have a few interview questions that are slightly different than what we ask schools that are in their current funding cycle. So these questions right here are only asked of the schools that are in their fourth year of implementation. Specifically, how has the implementation of Heroes differed this year than the previous 3 years? Also, how have you we ask the wellness coordinator, how have you incorporated the time commitment of your duties into the school day? Do you have extra planning time or reduced responsibilities elsewhere that allows for you to spend a lot of time with the Heroes planning? So we ask these questions of the wellness coordinator and the principal in order to get a sense of exactly what's going on there with those main stakeholders. We document we assess everything the same way that Elisa talked about, including the nine domains. So just a refresher, this is what that looks like. So we assign scores, and then we standardize all the scores at the end. All right, so getting to the good stuff. These are the nine the domains on the left side, and then the components of those domains that were able to be sustained after the grant has ended in the schools that are in their fourth year of implementation. So we have physical education activity, health and nutrition education, food service and access, and Heroes coordination. So we see that the SPARK curriculum has been able to be maintained. We also have nutrition education curriculum that's able to be maintained. Schools are continue to meet the USDA guidelines. Vending machines are turned off. And then also we are very pleased to see that the Wellness Council continues to meet on a monthly basis. The rest of the domains, such as staff wellness, family and community involvement, school policies, and administrative involvement, we see staff continue to use the fitness room within their schools, classroom parties, beverage consumptions, fundraisers, all those school policies are still maintained even after the funding has ended. All right, so now I'm going to talk to you about the most common heroes elements that have been sustained. There are two domains. So it was the physical education and activity domain and also the school policy domain. So that's what I'm going to be talking to you about now. So within the physical activity and physical education domain, we have seen great things sustained. It's just been wonderful to see that. So we see that the indoor, outdoor running and walking clubs have been sustained. They happen before and after school and also during recess. As Mindy and Elisa have both mentioned, it really takes an initiative from a teacher, a parent volunteer, a staff person at the school to really run the running and walking club. So we are really looking for a lot of buy-in there. Also, we see that equipment that has been purchased during the three-year grant funding cycle has been, they still use it. And we see the schools that buy high-quality and durable equipment during the funding cycle continue to use those pieces of equipment after the funding has ended. What we see in schools that don't purchase high-quality equipment or that they decide to use the funding else in different ways, they aren't maintaining as high of physical activity levels as the schools who have purchased high-quality and durable equipment. Also, it's important to note that in all of the year four, we call them year four and more schools, so all of the schools in their fourth year of implementation, they do not take away recess from students as a disciplinary consequence, which is different than when I went to school. All right, so the second domain that I would like to talk to you about that was really highly sustained is the school policies. So we see the school policies as impacting the school culture into year four and beyond after the funding cycle has ended. Specifically, classroom parties no longer accept cakes, brownies, candy, et cetera, et cetera. The teacher has required that it's only healthy food items, no sugary beverages, and everything is in portion control. So you see these little butterfly grapes. Kids aren't getting a sandwich bag full of grapes. They're getting a little bag of grapes. So even portion control, teaching portion control even with healthy food items. Also, beverage consumption. We have seen great school policies change with that. Specifically, vending machines are turned off during the day to restrict access to students. And also, teachers are beginning to drink only water in the classroom, so they aren't sipping on their Diet Coke in front of the students, setting that kind of example. Instead, they're encouraging students to drink water as they are drinking water in front of them. Also, fundraisers, Mindy and Elisa both talked about these. They are non-food item-based fundraisers, so wrapping paper and candles. And as Mindy had mentioned before, we see this is handled really well when the PTO is really excited about it and is behind it. And also concession stands. If the school has a concession stand, we see that they are taking away some of the sugary beverages and replacing them with water, taking away some of the higher calorie and less nutritious snacks such as chips and replacing them with like air-popped popcorn. All right, and so now I would like to talk to you about the factors that contribute to the success after the funding cycle. So we just talked about what has been able to be maintained after the funding cycle, which components of the initiative, and so this is what factors contribute to that success. So extremely high support from the funder. The Wellborn Baptist Foundation is just an amazing organization, and even with the schools who are no longer part of the funding cycle, they maintain open lines of communication with those schools. They offer technical assistance. They also offer additional funding opportunities called mini grants that range from $1,000 to $1,500. And also continuing education. So they invite teachers, principals, wellness coordinators from schools that are in their fourth year of implementation back to attend in-services and enhancements on current curricula. So great, you're implementing the Spark, but you're implementing the Spark curricula from 3 years ago. Why don't you come on over and we'll teach you how to enhance that curricula for free. All right. So the second factor that we see contributing to success is high levels of administrative involvement from the principal. The principal and the assistant principal are key, as we see a sort of a trickle-down approach. So if the principal and the assistant principal and the administration are really involved and really excited about this initiative, they are going to encourage the staff to participate. They are going to support changes in the school environment. They're going to attend those wellness events put on by the Wellness Council themselves. They may even run a triathlon. We've seen principals who take on the planning of running a triathlon event at their school. And also, they are essential in adhering to the district's existing wellness policies and even changing some of those wellness policies as they have been changed at the school level, and they may advocate for an even greater change at the district level. And also, they are essential in leading the shift in the school's culture from going from this is a policy, this is what the grant requires us to do, to this is now how we do things. We do not allow candy and cakes to be brought in for classroom parties, but this we do healthy food parties now. So they have been really great. The third and final factor that contributes to the success after the funding cycle is high levels of engagement and activity from the Wellness Council. So Wellness Councils at schools that are in their fourth year of implementation meet consistently. They have created subcommittees, so it might be a nutrition education subcommittee and a physical activity education subcommittee. So that's what we see. Also having a diverse membership, such as parents, teachers, cafeteria managers, coaches, administrators, it's not just parents, it's not just teachers. We see a great mix of diverse members. Also, believe it or not, some of the wellness councils that we see don't even attend their own events, but successful sustainability schools who have sustained attend their own wellness events. They support the running and the walking clubs, and they always advocate for healthy changes in the school. So strategies for greater sustainability, this is for all of you guys. Seek financial support from your administrators, your PTOs, coaches. Try collaborating with other schools, either in your district or in the neighboring district. Collaborate with community organizations. Also, make sure you're making strategic changes during the funding cycle that you know will be able to be sustained after the funding has ended, such as instilling that active and engaged wellness council, purchasing curricula that can be used over and over and over again, training your staff, sending your staff to a Spark training, getting a personal trainer certification for one of your staff members, and also purchasing high quality and durable equipment, and then also beginning non-based food fundraisers to start bringing in some other income. All right, and that's it. Well, I think we're going to take questions at the end after